Hey, Bobby.
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi.
Howdy.
Good evening.
Good evening. Well, this is not. We're very professional. Wait till I start this. I'm like, we are such professional podcasters. We've been doing it for
this
October.
Is episode 37.
Almost. Yeah. I still don't know how to start it. You know what's really creepy?
I do. Do you?
I do.
Can you tell everyone what we think is very creepy on this episode?
Fireworks.
Those are fireworks sounds.
Remind me why we decided to do fireworks and not 4th of July.
Because fireworks are more universal, I guess.
Yeah. 4th of July is just for the Americans.
Because 4th of July is more of like a holiday.
Well, we're going to talk about it. Because
yeah, it's kind of synonymous.
I'm changing the topic right at the start. No, it's fireworks are creepy.
Yeah.
Because there's more. I feel like 4th of July is not that creepy. I feel like the biggest, creepiest part of 4th of July is the fireworks.
Yeah. And like
the hot dog eating.
The hot dog eating contest.
Oh, my God. We need to have an episode just about hot dogs.
Just hot dogs?
Just hot dogs. Okay.
That'll be next week's. You heard it here first. Hot dogs.
They are very creepy.
Yeah, they're gross.
Ooh, packaged like, foods. What's in them? That would give you a I like how every episode I come up with more topics that we
food.
don't actually, that we forget about later. And
yeah, what are we going to do? I don't know. Look at our
list.
Well,
we were trying to figure out what to do this week. And I was like, I guess we should do something holiday related. Because for those of you who don't live in America, 4th of July was yesterday. Yes.
Oh, we're talking future talk.
So this is future talk. So
future
like,
talk. Wow.
How was 4th of July?
Terrible.
Past.
I heard a bunch of fireworks.
Or no, future Lauren and future Bobby.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I forgot.
Forgot?
Like, I forgot that we have to deal with it in a couple
yeah,
days.
Yeah, so let's go. Why do we love and hate fireworks?
Okay, so let me just start. I've gone on a Twitter rant about this in
we
the
did.
Past.
We did.
The first year Melody was born, yep. And I got backlash because that's what Twitter does. I got
you
backlash for giving my opinion about fireworks
no
on Twitter.
No way. People disagreed with you?
It's fine to disagree with me, but to be so passionate about your like hatred for my opinion on fireworks was kind of funny.
Yeah.
I'm just like, what are you doing? Go enjoy your life. Why do you care about my
People
opinion
People don't
on
enjoy
fireworks?
Their lives. That's why they're on Twitter.
Yeah, probably fair. I'm enjoying my life, and that's why I'm not on Twitter.
Right? Same.
I haven't been on Twitter.
For
anyway,
months now.
I went on a rant because the first year that we had Melody... and she was sleeping in our room.
And she was
though,
only
yeah, she was
2 months
old. She
was
2 months old. And I remember like being in the room, like our bedroom while she was sleeping. We were like on our phones or whatever because it was early, I think. All I heard was the fireworks. I was like, oh no, it's 4th of July. I forgot. Like I wasn't even paying. Look, we were in the newborn fog at that point still, barely sleeping. What do you know? I'm sitting there just in full anxiety mode. I'm like, one of these is going to wake her up and then we're going to have to deal with it because she was already waking up a lot and she was finally sleeping. And what do you know? It woke her up.
Yep.
And I was furious. And that's why I went on a Twitter rant. And even before that moment, 4th of July is my least favorite holiday. I hate it. I have a personal vendetta against it.
Oh, I know why.
Because it also falls right around my birthday.
Yeah.
So a lot of times my birthday gets overshadowed by 4th of July.
Well, it's the founding of America, Lauren. Are you more important than America?
Yes.
Founding?
Tell me, what is the history of 4th of July? Is it when we
Oh, you want to know the history?
Oh, do you have it?
Oh, the history of 4th of July?
4th of July.
It's when the Declaration of Independence was... Actually, not all. While I was doing my fireworks, why we do fireworks.
My firework research.
Not all the signatures were done until like August, but I guess like most of them were done. And they're like, all right, good enough.
I'm mad. Why That's was it not in August? August would have been better.
Not for the August birthdays.
I don't care about the August birthdays.
Well, they don't. The people who light off fireworks don't care
the
about
cancers
your...
are sensitive people, and we need not fireworks on our birthday month.
Oh, horoscopes. I was like, what?
The cancers. Yeah, not cancer. Also, Oh my God, we got to do horoscopes are creepy.
So dumb.
I got to write all these down. You can air out all
of
your.
I'm so against it.
I love it.
It makes like a little bit of sense, but at the same time, it makes no sense to me.
It makes sense, but it makes no sense.
And I'm not going to like hate on people for getting enjoyment out of something.
I love horoscopes.
But to let them control your day
in
life.
I don't like when people dictate their relationships.
Oh, you're Aquarius? Oh, I won't like you.
Yeah, like friendships or romantic relationships. I hate when it's dictated by people's horoscopes because.
You're just going to let.
I'm pretty sure mine and yours aren't super compatible.
Oh, no. That's it. All right. Enough of this horoscope nonsense, stupidness.
We got to write it down. It's a good topic. People get very we'll have lots of people yelling at us.
Yeah.
Except for me, because I'm on your side, because I like horoscopes. I've always thought if you want to read what, like, obviously I share bits and pieces of myself on the internet. That sounded weird. But like my personality, you obviously only see whatever I put out online. But if you're ever curious what I am like on a more personal level, personality-wise, read like the stereotypical description of a Cancer. That is me, like point blank. That's why I'm probably so into it, because when I read it, I was like, oh my God, this is me.
I think it's very broad, and like you can kind of make it feel like it's applying to you a lot of the times. Okay, well, fine. That's my opinion, and I'm going to be mad now on Twitter to you.
I don't like the holiday because it coincides with my birthday and has ruined plans for me, because people are like, well, I have plans with my family for 4th of July.
So I can't come see you.
Which doesn't make any sense if I'm like, hey, I'm hosting a barbecue.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if you want to see your family, it makes sense.
Yeah. I'm your family now.
I am your family now. Bring your family.
Yeah. Like, are fireworks cool? Yeah, they're cool. And
no,
like,
they're not.
Wait. They're cool like Disney World or at the end of like a sporting event. Anyone who lights off fireworks in your neighborhood, you deserve a knee to the face because you are an asshole.
Okay. Yes.
And I'm sorry. And I know I cursed, but you are. And I don't care. There's no, it's my American right. Well, your American right is annoying many people. You can cause harm to others. You can cause lots of damage, all because you want to see an explosion for a couple seconds. Go on the internet and watch some fireworks.
I think that's why I've never been a fan. I'm not a fan of like something that affects a lot of people for like a very small thing.
Yeah. A lot of loud things, like loud motorcycles or loud cars.
Kind of like,
oh, you're cool. Your car's stupid loud. Wow.
It's the same thing.
Wow. I can hear your car. Wow. You're so cool.
You know what? I was just thinking it's like the same thing to me. As like skydiving would be, like the payoff for the risk
is reward.
Not worth it for me.
I mean, I think
like,
that's
same
very
with fireworks.
Fireworks are just dumb because it's just listen. Well, did I have fun with fireworks when I was a kid? Absolutely. But as I got older and as they started impacting me more and learning more about how it affects other people with PTSD and how
animals.
A lot of dogs, and it's just like they're not worth it.
Yeah,
don't. Anyone who lights off fireworks at their house is a jerk, and I don't care.
Yes, yeah,
come
totally
for me. I'll
fine.
Fight you. I don't care. I'll fight you. Let's go.
Totally fine. I do agree. Like, I've gone to some, like, Disney. I've seen the fireworks. That was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything that's not, like, a residential. Like, if you go to, like, or you go to, like a field. Like, you know, some towns will have, like, one. Like, that's fine. I hate, because I know it's all going to happen at one. Like, all the main ones are going to happen around the same time in our area. I hate when all those are done and then all night long, just hear random ones at like 11, 12, 1
That's
in the morning.
That's the most annoying.
It's just like, what, why? What are you
I
doing?
I don't mind when the town does them. Like in my town, we had the lake and they did them on the lake. And I'm sure people who lived on the lake or near the fireworks, it may have disturbed them, especially if they have young kids and had to go through that. But yeah, I can't stand them. I just think it's so obnoxious that you need to go and make stupidly loud, disruptive sounds for your, like, why? Just why? Just tell me why. Because you can? Cool. Good for you.
I'm
stop.
I'm trying to remember some people's.
This is the third thing on my list when I become president of things that I am outlawing. And I looked it up, and only one state
outlawed them?
Has all consumer fireworks are banned. Do you know what state that
is? Connecticut?
Nope, it's right above Connecticut. Massachusetts.
I'm really bad at
I had to look. I thought it was Massachusetts, but I had to just double check. But yes, it is Massachusetts.
So there is no fireworks, or you can only
all consumer fireworks are banned.
Consumer, okay.
And then all other states are there's some that it's like by county.
Well, I know some Pennsylvania is like a free for all.
Pennsylvania's California's like they all have different rules. You can shoot them off on 4th of July between certain times. Some of them permit them. Some of them it's you can have non aerial and non explosive ones.
It's hard to talk about. Like, I understand it brings some people joy. And I understand that, like, there's things that bring me joy that people don't understand.
Yeah, but you're not.
But I'm not. The things that bring me joy aren't triggering people's PTSD.
But if they don't affect other people.
That's what I mean. That's what I said.
Yeah.
But this activity, it's kind of like guns to me. Like, sure. For people who collect guns. And they're like, I have the right to have a bazooka at my house.
Yeah, but ideally, even that, it's really not affecting other people.
Guns?
If they're not using them, if they're collecting, you're someone who has a lot.
But fireworks, I mean, I guess they affect, it's just noise though. But it's also dangerous to other people. Like,
not just
noise. Somebody's house on fire.
Yeah.
Or blow fireworks. Off your hand.
Fireworks. Yes. I'm in agreement with you on fireworks. It's only guns. You were saying people collect guns, and I was saying I don't.
Well, I said it's the same thing. It's the same thing to me. It's like
not at all. Someone could collect guns.
Me.
Someone could have 1,000 guns in their home, and they will not affect you at all.
They could.
Okay. Well, so
somebody
could
steals
someone
one of their guns.
Because so could someone driving a car. It could affect you.
Yeah.
Fireworks. Someone miles away. Someone who could be another like neighborhood over could shoot off fireworks and it affects you directly and all your neighbors. That is very different. They are shooting off fireworks is one of the most obnoxious things people can do.
What about loud motorcycles in the morning?
That's also very close.
So anything noise related?
Yeah, it's just obnoxious. I very much do not like people who go out of their way to do things that affect other people when it comes to loud noises and stuff, because it's just so obnoxious. And I just think people who, and I understand, oh, it's your right and you can do what you want, blah, blah, blah. But at what point do you think about what you're doing, which they're not, and be like, wow, my actions are impacting others and other people are having a bad time. Many more people are having a bad time for me to have a good time.
I don't think a lot of people care.
No, sorry. Yeah, no, I agree. Yes, they don't. So then they can not care about
me
telling them that I'm going to
have our music too loud sometimes because I'm like, other people can hear us in the middle of the day. I'm like, I don't want other people to hear us. That's just me, though. I know some people
just
don't
understand
care.
This like mentality of not caring about affecting other people. It's weird. It's weird not having any empathy. Zero empathy. Must be nice.
I like how fireworks spiraled us down.
Oh, I knew it was going to trigger me because I hate them.
Oh, no.
Well, again, I think fireworks are cool.
They have a
place.
They
look cool.
They have a place.
They have very specific place. They like at events, at venues.
And at a certain time.
Exactly. At a certain time. And that's
we
it.
We sound like such old people.
I don't care.
There needs
I
to
don't
be
care.
Structure.
I don't care. I will physically and verbally fight anyone over fireworks. I will yell louder than your fireworks. Should I do that? I just go around town with like a bunch of speakers on my car and just.
That'd be great if you just sat in your car and the second you heard one, just you like had technology that told you like in what direction that came from. Like,
hey! And I just blast absurd music outside.
No, you should just mark the houses and then like in the middle of the night on other nights, just go like at the exact time that they did it and then just like do an air horn or something outside the house.
Hope you enjoyed that.
Like,
I enjoyed
it's
it. It's my right. I'm an American. I can do what I want.
Oh my God.
So yeah.
Yeah. So we're not the biggest fans of 4th of July. Yeah. We can tell. Well, what's funny is my thing too is like, let me complain about it. Okay. If you want to complain about me complaining, that's fine. That's your right. My right is to complain about it. I also know there's people with there's children with autism that it bothers. Like people who have like mental disorders.
The argument is like they're fun and pretty to look at.
That's
cool.
What I mean. Like, it's
go watch TV. It's pretty much a similar thing.
I want to vote to have fireworks only be at Disneyland.
Well, don't worry. When I become president, they are third on the list of things. They are
third.
That I will be
heavily
enforcing. And if you don't know my list, one is bicycles on the road.
I also kind of feel
people
biased.
Who drive with snow in their car.
I feel like even as a kid, I remember like our parents bringing us to places to go have fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember them, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like at a field, like whatever.
Yeah. Like at a
and like fair. A minute into it, I was kind of done. So I feel like just at even at a young age, I just like didn't get fireworks. My brother loved them. I feel like it's, which I do know the stats show that like more men than women care about fireworks. I mean,
that makes sense.
But why would it? Oh, because
guys like.
Men's like explosion.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like it's probably a mix of I just never got it. It's kind of like I don't understand the appeal of parades either. Like, I don't know. I'm just one of those people.
Parades are just like something people did back in the day before there was more fun things to do. Let's all walk down the street and
it's fun parade. For the people in the parade.
What about when teams like win a championship and they parade around the city?
No.
You don't like that? You don't want to go celebrate?
No.
What if what
I
do you
go
like?
I would rather go celebrate.
What's
like,
something you really like?
Something I like that really that's along like. The same lines.
No, just
that?
Anything.
Oh, just in general?
Yeah, what's something you really like that you'd be really excited about? Yeah, this worries me.
Eating food?
Okay.
What going, if you were, oh, it's going to a really, really nice restaurant. Like that
what
I'm
if you were
to
what? Ooh, what if you were doing like a New Orleans style parade on your way?
Okay, the New Orleans style parade would be very fun because I feel like it's just random.
It's just like the
very.
It's just a small town. Like, all right, here comes the fire truck. Here comes the kids' little league team.
So you're saying I don't like the small town ones?
Yeah, they're just
the ones that are little league teams, and
they're boring.
Yeah, you're there for the people
and then
in
you
the
get,
parade.
And then in not the winter, you get Santa at the end. And it's like, yay.
Oh, that was the last parade we went to.
Yeah.
Or went to.
I mean, they're
we
not.
Watched it from a window.
Whatever. We sound like grumpy old people.
We do. We have to find more joy in things, just not parades.
I find
and
joy in things. Parades are fun. It's fun now. With,
wait, let's well, say I have a good exercise. Let's say the positives of fireworks.
Okay. Watching them is cool. Like, I agree. They look really cool.
Okay.
Maybe they like the it's the sound. Why do we have to? Can they not be so loud?
Isn't is the Disney one actually a firework? Yes, it is. Because I've heard that some of them aren't actual fireworks anymore. It's like computer generated.
Like drones? What do you mean?
I don't know. You can look it up.
I'm not going to look that up. That sounds completely wrong.
You guys tell me if I'm wrong.
Computer generated fireworks?
Yes.
That's what you want me to
that
look
would
up?
Be great. You're looking it up. Computer generated fireworks. Okay.
Pyrotechnics Pro explains the art of a massive fireworks show. This guy is the.
I bet you anybody who like does this for a living is.
Yeah.
Would
but
be
again,
so-
in the right area, they're complete. I have no problem with them.
If it's like a professionally.
If it's professionally done in an area, I just hate people who do them in the neighborhoods, who do them in towns. You are a jerk.
I would agree with that.
I
have no problem going.
Yeah.
Or having people go. It's not my cup of tea, but like I will go.
Like at the end of a concert, that's really cool. At the end of a sporting event, when your team wins, it's really cool. At the end of, or Disney when they do it, or any other fair, whatever. Well, fairs, sometimes they're in a town. It could be bothersome. But and 4th of July, like I get it. That's fine. I can take them once a year. It's annoying.
Yeah.
They're just the payoff versus the downside of them for neighborhood use is just
also
not
what's
it.
Up with people setting them off when it's not dark out. What are those? Because there's been times
idiots?
Where it has not been dark and I hear it and I'm like, what was that?
Bang. They like bang. They like loud noise, Lauren.
Because you can't see it. So
they're
like,
entertained by very simple things. Maybe you should have some of this. You like nice food. Maybe you gotta.
Yeah,
just,
I need something more exciting, I guess.
You gotta go get into the loud noises.
The loud noises.
You gotta get
game.
Into loud noises.
Which I'm trying to think of something that I like that would be like disruptive to other people.
Hmm.
Going to concerts?
I don't think so. I think it's disrupting anyone. Traffic?
The people that live near there. But it's not near housing.
Apparently, golf is bad is bad. People like to complain that golf courses are bad and. They take up space.
Well, there
and
you go.
Bad
that's
for the
your,
environment.
That's your bad thing.
I'm a bad boy because I like golf. but there's so many positives to it, and it's a fun thing that doesn't really impact other people.
Yeah. The fact is that people get so worked up about it. I don't care if you have a different opinion than me. It's more that you're getting so worked up about me saying that I don't like fireworks because it affects babies, dogs, and people.
Yeah, but other people don't trauma. Have other people don't have babies. Other people don't have PTSD. Other people don't have dogs. Lauren, let them enjoy it.
People are just going to think we're like bitter. I've been the happiest.
Yeah, I've been good. We're just
maybe
free.
That's why we're like, we're just happy all day. Let's just.
Hey, it's a podcast about creepy things, and we're talking about things we don't like that are creepy. It's creepy that people like.
Can I read the stats?
Yes.
To show people why it's also creepy just in general?
/ dangerous?
Yes.
Go ahead, stat.
I read through the brochure of the 2021 Firework Annual Report from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission.
That is.
That's what I did this morning.
The FARUCPSC.
It's a long one.
Far. Ooh.
They did not have the results. They did not have the results for 2022, so I went with the
I'm sure they'll be
2021.
Similar.
Yeah. Fireworks were involved with an estimated 11,500 injuries treated in U.S. hospital emergency departments in 2021.
Seems low.
Can I ask, I guess fireworks, is that an American thing? I know this report is obviously just the U.S.
It's definitely not. I'm sure
they have them.
Let's
no, like Disney World has them. Like in
firework
Paris
usage
by country.
By country. Ooh, what country uses?
I wonder. Everybody wants to take a guess. What most? Country uses the most fireworks?
They were invented in China.
What?
Yeah, I mean, like that makes sense. Nice value pyrotechnics.
Can't find the stats for that.
No, it seems like something I'd have to do a little more research that I shouldn't do while we're recording.
I'm
going to
assume it's the U.S., but I could be wrong.
That usage
the
is,
most.
Is the U.S.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it said?
Yeah.
Okay. That I was right.
Yes. We knew this.
Okay. So yeah, 11,500 injuries in 1 year in 2021.
That
and
seems
they actually
low. I would have guessed higher.
They actually said that was a decreased
yeah,
amount.
Yeah, I would have guessed. Well, COVID stuff. It was stalled.
Oh, that's true.
There's some COVID. Yep. Can you move this away from my laptop so it doesn't spill?
But it's, I don't care about other people. I want my coffee in that spot.
I don't care. Get it out of here.
I don't care about your well-being.
I don't care about where you want to put your coffee.
See, how does it feel? Does it feel good?
No. I'm just going to knock it and empty it over your keyboard.
I think maybe that's why I've never liked fireworks, because I'm a very big like people pleaser.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, don't want to offend or upset anybody, even if they will do it back to me. I'm just like, yeah, but no, I can't.
Sorry.
Maybe that's why I don't like fireworks. I'm like, other people, it'll upset other people. I can't. Must be freeing to not
care. For sure.
To not care.
It is. It is like a skill to be
very
passive.
I like how this podcast has gone from like anger to like trying to be understanding to I'm jealous of the mentality. Anyway. There were 9 non-occupational firework-related deaths during 2021, meaning like
yeah.
not people who still were operating fireworks low. For their job. 6 of those deaths were associated with firework misuse. 1 death was associated with a mortar launch. What malfunction? I don't know
yeah,
what that is.
That's usually like almost looks like a mini little cannon that you put the fireworks into and it like. Shoots them up, I believe.
And 2 incidents were associated with unknown circumstances.
Ooh, unknown.
In 2021, there was an estimated 1,500 emergency department treated injuries associated with firecrackers.
Hmm.
And 1,100 involving sparklers, which I am very confused about because I thought, okay, I forgot to tell my story before this. So my father would probably be very upset that I have a... vendetta against fireworks because he loved them and he would buy. Maybe this is why. I know what it is. My mom's listening right now and I just figured out why I don't like fireworks. It's because we talked about this earlier. So every year he would drive over into like Pennsylvania
yeah.
to go get a bunch of fireworks
yeah.
and like bring them back and we would shoot them off in our neighbor. I mean, luckily we were friends with all of our neighbors, but I'm sure people heard it that were not friends. Anyway, we would shoot them off in the same area, like in the back of the house. And by we, I don't mean me, because I was always scared of them and I just like stayed with sparklers. But I think it's because every year my mom had a fear that my brother, something was going to happen to my brother because he was younger than me. And he was obsessed with fireworks and he wanted to like help. He's kind of like my nephews. Like he like wanted to like be involved in every step and like whether that was safe or not. So every year my mom would just have like panic attacks because she was like, he's going to go buy fireworks and then Ryan's going to want to be there. Yeah. He's going to get hurt. So maybe that's why I just
have high risk. It's very easy for something to go wrong.
Yeah. And as you'll see, one of the biggest age groups of things happening is 5 to 9 year olds, which was like right his prime age of wanting to be involved. Yeah. But it's just, I get scared when people start a fire pit and there's like children around. Cause I just worry somebody's going to fall in them. I don't know.
It's funny. Before I was on Instagram watching videos and there was a video of like a family, family, neighbors sitting in their yard, in the front yard, and they're lighting off fireworks and it fell over and it started shooting at everyone. And the mom grabbed her toddler out of the like stander thing. And I was like, yeah. Don't have your toddler like.
Oh, there was a toddler right there
watching the fireworks and everyone, and they started shooting everywhere. And it's like, it's just the high risk. It just doesn't compute. I don't know. Maybe it's just the anxiety.
Also. I would say fireworks, at least 60 to 70% of the time, are in some sort of situation where you're drinking.
Oh yeah.
Like fire. But if you explain 4th of July, like the holiday of 4th of July to somebody who has no idea what 4th of July is, it's kind of hilarious. But it's like, hey, really. Yeah,
it's a celebration of America gaining its independence. Yes, celebrating.
No, but I mean like how we celebrate.
How we celebrate? Well, there's a
stereotypical
reason.
One.
But do you want to hear that? Well, finish. Well, go ahead. Whatever.
No, I was going to say, because it's a combination of alcohol.
Yeah.
Explosive devices.
And barbecued food.
And barbecued food, which is also grilling, fire-related stuff. I feel like the three of those things do not mix very well, especially the drinking and then handling explosive devices.
But we're America. We're free. We can do what we want.
I wish that was a stat on here. How many people were handling, like, I guess the misuse
people. I'm just surprised
people.
That how, like, 1,100...
Well, it did say at the end of it that like they were not done collecting data,
it seems
so it could
low.
Be higher.
It seems
so they said that they went on the lower end of it of what it could be.
Because if you look at this, you're like, all right, some people getting hurt. It's not that bad, but I feel like it's more. Whatever.
It was 2021 too.
Continue with
maybe
your stats.
Some people weren't.
Let's see what happens this year.
Doing stuff. Oh. But like it's over.
Yeah.
Oh my god. But is it though?
I think so.
Oh my god. Oh, that was the rest of my story. So they would do the fireworks and my dad would be like, oh, don't worry, Lauren, I got you sparklers.
Yeah.
And I would play with the sparklers. Because
people probably, because sparks are coming off, they could get on their clothes, get their eyes and their hair. If you have a dry lawn, it could spark a fire in your lawn.
I need to find the video or photos of me because I literally like.
Hold it as far.
Well, because they would tell me, they'd be like, Lauren, take it out this far. So I would be like terrified.
Stay on the driveway. You don't want to get it in the grass.
Just like, this is fun.
Yeah.
Just walking around my arm outstretched.
Sparkly fire.
It was fun when we'd go camping.
Yeah. And I get it. It's definitely fun for kids and, you know, it's cool. But it makes me tired talking about fireworks.
Do you like sparklers?
I mean,
or snakes. Is that the other one? It was like the
snake.
Yeah,
those things
are
so stupid.
They're safe-ish.
What are we burning? What are we inhaling?
Well, I bet it's safe. It still involves fire.
I always thought it looked like poop. The snakes.
Oh my God.
I mean, like, yeah, sparklers are cool. They're fun.
Did you guys set off fireworks in your backyard?
Yeah. In the front yard.
Part of the problem.
In the street.
I will say I'm a little glad that you don't like doing it because then I don't have to worry. I don't have to be my mom.
Doesn't do anything. It just doesn't do anything for me.
All 4th of July.
I'd rather go somewhere where like, and also the fireworks you buy are like.
Yeah, nowhere near as good.
Pale
as
in comparison to the ones you're going to go see at a professional one.
Yeah.
Just go to a professional one.
I think the coolest one I ever saw was Disney.
For sure. Yeah.
For sure.
For sure.
I'll go see that.
And like the grand finale is always cool.
Yeah. Except when you're like, is this it? Is this it? I think this is the.
Did you ever see? Like I think it was in San Diego where they they accidentally lit everything off at once.
Oh my god. I've seen video.
Yeah. It was like a war. It's crazy.
It basically is a war.
Yeah. Are you reading some more of these?
Yes, the
fascinating stats.
Of the estimated firework related injuries sustained, 59% were to males and 41% were to females.
Yeah, 60-40 seems about right. And I bet most of those female injuries were as the result of the male.
Men. result of men
yeah.
causing the issue.
Not that women don't like fireworks, but it's, I guess, just more, you know, guy thing.
They're just more men that like it yeah. happen to like it. Adults 25 to 44 years of age experience about 32% of the injury, and children younger than 15 years of age accounted for 29%. This was pretty funny. Senior 65 plus years of age experienced a small percentage of the estimated injuries at only 4%. It's probably the older people are like, nah.
I've seen these for years.
We've seen too much. We know
I've
too
seen
much.
Actual war. I don't care.
Oh my god, yeah, that too. They're probably like,
yeah.
They're the ones with PTSD. They're like, I'm staying far away from these fireworks. I was in war.
I'm good.
But the biggest groups is young adults from 20 to 24 years of age had the highest estimated rate of emergency department treated firework related injuries.
Yep.
And then the second highest range, which is sad, is children from 5 to 9 years of age had the second highest estimated rate. So 20, 24 year olds are dangerous.
Ooh, I like this next part.
Oh, God, yeah. The parts of the body that are most injured by fireworks were,
you could probably guess
the first one, were hands and fingers at 31%, head, face, and ears at 21%, legs at 15%, eyes at 14%. What is trunk?
I think that's like your stomach, your trunk.
I thought it was like your butt.
No. I think.
I was like, who's let's blowing clarify. Up their butt? How is that happening? Trunk. The main part of the body. Okay, like you were right.
Your tummy.
Okay, your tummy.
Your tummy.
So, and then the trunk / other regions was 10%, and then arms was randomly 9%. I don't know. 8%. It was off by one.
Don't get that wrong. People come to us for accurate stats. Okay.
I wonder if, I mean, I'm sure it happened, like, I'm sure hospitals, you think hospitals are like higher staffed on 4th of July?
Probably. I would think so.
I would be terrified. If I worked in a hospital like ER unit on 4th of July, I'd be terrible or terrified. I'd be like, I'm going to see some gross stuff tonight.
I think that just comes to the job and you're just in anticipation of it.
Ugh.
So do you want to know why did fireworks, as you wrote here, all caps?
Yeah, I asked Bobby. And
why did fireworks become a thing on 4th of July?
Question mark. Both. I wanted to know, so I made sure to make sure you saw it.
Okay, I got this from the History Channel, so perfect. It should be accurate, I would think.
Yeah. I think that they're on their stuff.
Yeah. The first organized celebration of Independence Day would take place in Philadelphia on July 4th, 1777.
Wow.
So a year after the Declaration.
Ah.
And it says, this is what was quoted in the Pennsylvania Evening Post on the day after. Yesterday, the 4th of July, being the anniversary of the independence of the United States of America, was celebrated in the city with demonstrations of joy and festivity.
Joy and festivity. Maybe that's why Pennsylvania likes fireworks so much. They started it.
After each ship's cannon fired a 13-gun salute in honor of the 13 colonies, the festivities continued, including an elegant dinner, a military demonstration, and a performance by a Haitian
band.
The evening was closed with the ringing of the bells, the Evening Post reported, and at night there was a grand exhibition of fireworks, which began and concluded with 13 rockets on the commons, which I think was the ships.
Yeah.
And the city was beautifully illuminated. Adams, which I think John Adams, hometown of Boston, saw its own fireworks display that July 4th. As Colonel Thomas Crafts of the Sons of Liberty took the opportunity to set off fireworks and shells over Boston Common, in the years to come, various cities continued the tradition of celebrating independence, holding picnics, parades, your favorite.
Wow.
Speeches and like fireworks displays for the occasion. Though Boston was the first to designate July 4th an official holiday in 1783. So there's a little history lesson for y'all.
Nice.
It was a year after, and they were celebrating, and we do the same thing nowadays. Just the fireworks have probably evolved.
Wait, what was the fireworks again?
What do you mean?
Like, what? Why? Why did they involve fireworks?
Just to celebrate. They shot them off.
I'm confused because I thought you said so. China
was the first created to fireworks. Make them.
Yes.
Yeah, they've been used. Fireworks been around for a long time. You asked, why did we shoot off fireworks on 4th of July?
Yeah, to celebrate, but why specifically fireworks?
Because they're cool. Isn't that what people think? They're colors and explosions and booms.
I need more content.
What do you mean?
Well, maybe they used to shoot guns.
I just said they shot off fireworks. They had a they fired a 13-gun salute for the 13 original colonies.
My question was like, is fireworks military related? Is that how it started?
I don't. You wanted to know the history of fireworks. That's not what you asked. You wrote, why did fireworks become a thing on 4th of July? Because they shot them off then a year later to celebrate.
Okay.
There's your answer.
I wanted more.
You wanted the history.
I wanted it to be like, Tom.
Why did people make fireworks?
Tom decided that the firework was the best representation of America. Because
people have been using fireworks for Tom did?
Tom.
Because people have been using.
Miss Edison.
Tom. Miss Edison.
Tom is
Edison. Tom is Edison.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's that. I'm sorry that I didn't give you the full history.
It's okay.
Do you want me to go?
I was just about to say, why do we use red, white, and blue? But then, like, why?
Why was red, white, and blue picked as their colors?
No. Why is that the colors of 4th of July? But I obviously answered it in my own head.
America? Before.
Yes. No, I know why the colors of the flag are red, white,
we're
and blue.
Red, white, and blue.
We are.
Red, white, and I'm blue. Was not planned.
I tried. No, I tried.
I tried.
You weren't planned.
No. I just put on this hoodie because I like it. Would you like to hear some 4th of July horror stories that will,
yes,
as BuzzFeed said, will have you seeing red, red, fright, and blue?
Sure.
These are all user-submitted stories to BuzzFeed from Reddit. They're short and sweet. And just a great example of why fireworks are creepy and why they will be outlawed when I become president.
Oh, my God.
I had a 9-year-old lose an eye a few years ago. An older kid shot a bottle rocket at him, and the bottle rocket hit him right in the eye. The globe ruptured from the explosion. But it's fun, Lauren.
Ew. This is why I would not want to work
at it didn't hurt other people. You didn't get shot in the eye. So why can't you just enjoy him? Some drunk guy was holding a mortar tube and firing it off. He turned it towards himself and put his hand over the tube.
Oh my God, hopefully why?
He wanted to stop it from coming out. He ended up blowing up the majority of his hand and burnt a hole in his abdomen.
Oh my God.
But it's fine. Everyone else is fine. You're fine.
Not if they witnessed it.
Yeah, but it didn't hurt.
I'd be scarred.
Yeah, but I want to shoot off fireworks.
Do you know of anybody that hurt themselves on 4th of July?
Probably.
I don't know if
I've excommunicated for that.
Oh my God. You can't be trusted anymore.
A friend of the family was a spectator at a city event. A firework misfired and went into the crowd. It hit him square in the face before blowing up. It broke most of the bones in his face. He lost one eye and suffered brain damage.
Oh my God.
See, even at a professional event, things can go wrong. Was it worth the risk to him? No.
I feel like
everyone else, so 99.9% of everyone else is fine.
As I've gotten older, I just learned things can malfunction, and that freaks me out. Just that.
Well, what I've
thought,
learned is that everything is created by people, and people
can mess up.
Well, people do mess up, but like, just because someone did something great doesn't make them like superiorly smarter than you, and like, everyone who created everything was just a person. They're not like we idolize all these people throughout history and it's like, oh, they're great founding fathers. It's not like they were like gods with infinite wisdom.
We're like your neighbor down the street.
Yeah.
Could have been your neighbor.
It could. It probably they were neighbors. They were just people. They were just people. People make fireworks and they're professionals, but things can go wrong. Maybe they didn't even mess up. Maybe it was just a malfunction in the manufacturing process that didn't get caught.
Oh, God. Don't go down that rabbit hole. That freaks me out.
Well, welcome to life. Responded to some kid in Walmart who lit a firework into their display of fireworks and started an industrial fire. It took 6 hours to put out. Kids. I forget who I was having this discussion with this past weekend. It might have been your sister. And we were saying, I think it was me. I can't remember exactly. Just how, like, for kids and, like, young teens and young adults, there's not much for them to do in this world.
Was it my sister?
Some towns are more well-equipped and have stuff. Like youth centers. Not
youth centers.
It's a joke. But they have stuff for kids to do.
Okay.
But.
You mean, what age are you talking about?
Like, it's basically teenage to, like, high school. Before gotcha. You go to college.
Like, middle school-y.
Yeah. Age. Wait, hold on. I'm remembering who was talking to this.
Later about. Elementary into middle school.
I was talking about Chrissy.
We saw like because we got no, on I about it was me. Drinking. I thought, oh, I was gonna say, I thought it was me when we were at the park and we saw the teenagers hanging out in the.
I mentioned it to you as well.
Oh. Anyway.
Yeah, so kids are gonna go light off fireworks in the Walmart because they're bored.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, that was what sparked that.
Creativity comes from boredom, Bobby.
Just go play video games. Stay inside.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are you talking about? I feel like kids at this age, do you know how much stuff they have now?
It's gotten better. it's more so, I think, like
they the can high talk to age. Their friends online whenever they want. They can. We used to have to call landlines and pray that somebody's parent didn't answer the phone.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Is
yeah,
Ian
so then
there?
You have to have the awkward conversation with the parent. Hi.
Goodbye. All right. My friend's dad is the person who...
Can Ian come light fireworks?
Yeah. We want to go light fireworks, please. My friend's dad is the person who flies the EMT helicopter, and he got a call on the 4th of July about a guy blowing up his face. Sure enough, this one dude lit a large Roman candle, and when it didn't fire right away, what do you think he did?
Oh, my God.
He stared down the tube of the firework. I mean, I would, too. You got to make sure it's what's going on. What do you possibly... What's going to come out of that? It's not lit, which you already know.
Yeah.
Which you would see from the fuse. You look in, like, what? That's just silly.
Yeah, I don't know.
He stared down the tube of the firework. The firework burst through his eye and exploded in his skull. I believe the guy survived.
I believe the guy
but he
survived.
Doesn't have half of his face.
Ugh.
Yeah, you're dealing with explosives. What do
I
you
know? That's why I stay away from them. Yeah. I'm very accident prone. I don't need them.
Yeah, I just think it comes down to like we've said multiple times, it's the risk versus the reward.
Yes, that's why.
And when you mix it with alcohol and that the people's, you know, decision making
skills
go down.
Well,
you mix
it with children are around. Yeah. You mix it with like a lot of, there's just a lot going
and
on.
And does something always go wrong? No. Is it a low percentage? Yeah, but I'd rather just not deal with it.
My thing is always like, if something were to happen, would I look back at that moment and be like, I was going to say, was it worth it? Because no, it wouldn't have been worth nothing. But I meant like, I always think of that when I'm flying. I'm like, even though the odds of like something happening while you're flying are extremely low, it's like, okay, well, what do I do? Do I not go visit this or go do this big work opportunity? Do I not go visit this amazing vacation place?
Yeah. It's a good comparison.
But like in my head, I'm like, well, if we went down, at least that's we were like doing something cool. I don't know. But like firecrackers, if I lost my hand for the rest of my life, I would just be like, that was not worth it.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah. I agree.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's never worth it, but like it'll be a little more worth it if it was not for like an instant small gratification of something. I don't know.
Here's another one for you.
Okay.
A local guy made a sparkler bomb. You like sparklers?
What is a sparkler bomb?
I don't know. A bomb with sparklers? It went off unexpectedly and blew off both of his legs and one arm. He
didn't
not
survive.
He did not survive.
That too, like, I can't imagine witnessing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not good.
Yeah.
Not good. Last year, someone thought it was a good idea to set off fireworks on a sailboat 5 miles offshore. Needless to say, the boat caught fire.
Like that was these. The end of the story.
I like these nice quick one sentence.
Little quick stories.
Took care of a dude who got plastered and blew one of his testicles off with a Roman candle. Nice guy. Bit strange though. This is a good one.
Oh no.
I had to treat a priapism. You'll hear about what it is in a second.
Okay.
On the 4th of July, when on my emergency medicine rotation in medical school, a priapism is when you have an erection that will not subside on its own after 4 hours.
I had no idea there was a term for that.
I'll never forget the look on that patient's face as I held his erect penis in one hand and then stuck a needle in it. Doesn't have much to do with fireworks or anything.
I am so confused why that story is in here. Because it happened on 4th of July.
So there was, yes. There was like 15 of these and I had to delete at least 4 of them. I just kept that one in there because ones you've never heard that story before, I'm sure.
No, but I did hear that they had to treat that using a needle. Like they have to treat when that happens using
Maybe he just
glad I'm not again.
He probably was just so excited over the fireworks that he just couldn't calm down. Some guys just love fireworks.
I guess, yeah.
They do.
Happened.
They do.
I mean, I'm sure it's somebody. Everybody's got a thing.
Have you been looking at the usernames of these people by any chance?
No, some but that one's pretty funny.
Yeah. This group of friends decided to stuff a coffee can with fireworks.
What?
There was a variety of fireworks in there. They put a makeshift fuse into the can and let it off. When the fireworks ignited, the metal can was obliterated.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And turned into little pieces of shrapnel. Some of the fireworks went towards them instead of up into the sky. They started running for their lives. One of them ended up with shrapnel in his back.
Whenever somebody would say like shrapnel, I always thought it was scrap metal.
You love scrap metal.
Like when somebody would say like, oh, you the shrapnel go... or whatever.
Yeah. You're
like
a big
from
fan.
From an explosion.
You're a big fan of that scrap metal.
Scrap metal?
Yeah, we're going to go to abandoned amusement parks and get all that metal and sell it, right?
Oh, yeah, scrap metal.
Lauren's scrap metal.
Taking it back to the last podcast episode.
I have a
for
memory.
For the loyal listeners.
Yeah.
I am going to get rich off those old amusement parks.
Lauren Scrap Metal Company. You got metal? Lauren wants it.
Oh, you wanted shrapnel.
No.
Scrap metal.
Scrapnel?
Well, it's kind of the same thing. It's pieces of metal. Scrap metal. It's like
well, shrapnel's usually shrapnel. Like from an explosion. The
yes,
metal
I
that.
But I thought it was scrap metal from the explosion.
You can make it. You can take that scrap metal and melt it down and make
scrap metal.
Make something out of it.
Make more fireworks.
Make more fireworks. Make more mortars. Last one we got. One of my friends blew his hand off. Blew his hand 1 year. Oh, sorry. One of my friends blew off his hand 1 year. The idiot dumped powder from a bunch of firecrackers into a metal pipe, then proceeded to use a metal hammer to insert the metal cap to close it up for big firecracker. Well,
wait, so he tried to make his own firecracker?
Yeah. The ones you get are just, they're not cool. Well, one thing set off a spark and blew, and the whole thing blew up in his hand. People, they're just having fun, Lauren. Let him be. Let him have fun. I'll keep this up in case you want me to Google any other.
Google anything else.
Any other. Shrapnel-based research.
It sounds like scrap metal, doesn't it?
Scrap metal. Shrapnel.
Shrapnel.
Scrap metal shrapnel. That'd be a good band name.
Oh, God. That'd be very hard to
Hello,
say.
Hello, we are Scrap Metal Shrapnel. All their songs are about metal and pieces of it. You could be in that band. You can write all the lyrics about how you just dream of...
Taking abandoned amusement park metal.
How would you do it?
How would I get the metal?
Yeah.
Donkeys. Load up donkeys.
Well, if...
They'll carry it back for me.
if the vegetation is overgrown... And these
they can eat it.
Yeah. So you're the dual purpose.
I'll just get a bunch of goats too.
Oh my goodness. I like how you're involving livestock animals.
Well, we used to have what's it called? My mom and stepdad, their dog Nola used to. Well, I know I'm saying it for the listeners. I know you know his dog.
Just saying it.
Yeah. That was like the first dog I was ever around that was terrified. Like even if she heard like the smallest little firework noise, she would be incapacitated for the rest of the night, and we had to like, she would hide in our bathroom.
Yeah, our old dog Shadow would not like fireworks and would go hide in the bathtub. Now we have Dexter, and you know what Dexter does? He runs outside and barks at the fireworks. Yeah. He's my dog,
which is,
I would do the same. He just takes all of my,
which is also bad now though at his age.
Yeah,
because we don't want him to hurt himself.
So now we've learned to close his dog door and
Last year, I think we stayed inside around that time. Like
and
we
just
heard
sits
it
in his chair and just growl.
Yeah, every time he hears it. Yeah, we went from being around a dog that was like super scared of fireworks and having to be. I felt so bad the second we heard the smallest little firework.
Yeah,
she would just get up from where she was and start shaking uncontrollably, and then like go into the bathroom.
But the people who are lighting them off don't have dogs, and they don't care, and they don't have PTSD, and they like, that's fine. Let them. It's for them.
It's for them.
It's fine for them. Too bad it's not fine for you. That's what the Firework Agency of America says. Yeah.
So make
we
sure.
like it. You don't. Too bad.
So make sure on 4th of July that all of your dogs are contained.
Yeah. Give them some CBD or something.
Yes. Oh, we should give Dasher CBD.
Yeah.
So he's not so aggressive at the fireworks this year.
Yeah. Today, on the recording of this podcast, today is actually his 11th birthday.
Oh.
So say happy birthday to Dexter when you're hearing this.
Say happy
birthday. He'll hear you.
He'll hear you.
He's very good hearing.
He reads the comments.
He
of
does.
The podcast.
And he knows when you say things. He is a magic dog.
Oh, again. Trying to think if there's anything else.
Yeah. I mean, in the end, if you want my, like I said already, F fireworks.
Oh, my God.
If you are lighting.
Is that how we're ending it?
Yeah. Because I just don't like them.
I
don't like them. Only at certain times and places. They are cool. They are theme parks / amusement parks, which we talked about last week.
Okay.
Sporting events.
I thought you just said any professional setting. Are you loosening that now? Is it not any professional setting?
Well, I think any.
What if like the town square wanted to do it?
That's okay.
For graduation.
People light off fireworks at graduation. What do you mean?
I don't know. I didn't.
I don't think that happens. We didn't.
I don't think that happens.
I don't think that happens.
It might happen.
It might. Maybe in like
Pennsylvania, they love it there.
Each student lights one off and they
in
walk
Philly,
up there.
They're like, we started this.
You have two.
What are those Roman candles?
Yeah.
The ones that you like hold?
Yeah.
I don't know any of the terminology besides sparklers and snakes. Last year, we couldn't see fireworks. We went to visit my sister during 4th of July.
Oh, yeah.
And we couldn't see fireworks, but we projected fireworks onto her. She has like an outdoor projection screen.
Do that instead.
And we projected
them.
They're
not that expensive.
It was great. That's all I needed.
You get an outdoor projector and you get a YouTube video.
Yeah, they're actually
you can even do a live stream. They are. They're not that expensive. Get a YouTube video or a live stream of fireworks and play some music.
Yeah, that's what we did. Oh, we watched the Disney Paris.
Yeah, we were in our pool watching fireworks on a thing, on a projector screen. Yeah.
It was nice, but all around us, we just heard.
It was an interesting experience.
Yeah, you could just hear it all night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Experienced our first Pennsylvania 4th of July.
Yeah, I would love to. Well, what's the, like, the argument for fireworks is just so simple. It's just, well, I like it. Well, I don't. Why do you like it? Brings me joy. Well, it doesn't bring me joy. Brings me the opposite.
I feel like that could be most things in life.
Not really, because most things aren't exploding and making super loud noise.
Motorcycles.
Yeah, but at least like it drives by and it's done.
Ah, true.
It's quick.
I can remember.
Everything, especially fireworks.
It's creepy.
Yeah.
And I hope if you're listening to this after 4th of July that you still have your hands.